Hard as a Dungeon is a TTRPG adventure focused on loss, healing, mourning, and joy. Not all subjects are suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Press your ear to the bones, my darling, my queen. Hark to the hollow in the hills where they sing. Songs for the free, the cursed, or the brave. Stay as long as you like, we'll even give you a name. Come what may, or may what come, something wicked this way loves. Once upon a time, all was fairy. From the wood to the sea, from the thorn waggle to the feather grabber, all was fairy. In both lushness and truth, they created a lie and whispered it through honeycombs, above eggs just barely hatched, or into the open mouths of the dying. This is how the new world came to be, side by side with the old. And once upon a time, you each had a compass, but that is now gone. You each had a daily habit, a way to wake and exist within that space, but for now, that is gone. You were each summoned to repay a debt. The leaky luggage where you carried your wildest dreams is now an oath that requires fulfillment. You cannot remember the door, or the face, or the name. But you know you are bound to travel this land, you are bound to one another, and you are bound to a fleshy seed one of you now carries no larger than a walnut. And for now, you are bound to head east, to retrieve a wagon, and enter into the realm of mortals. You emerge from a door now vanished into a large and beautiful space. Imagine being inside a nautilus that's made of vines and flowers. You're encased in it, about 100 feet high, 100 feet wide, stretching into the distance with a single path made of crushed abalone. It's just lush and beautiful and glimmery, light reflecting and bouncing around. Far, far in the distance, you think you may see a small cottage down this road, but for now, you all exit, and the door is gone.
Well, that was interesting.
You can talk.
Kaa.
Oh, what a delight.
Please excuse my friend.
Oh, and a smoker too. Wow.
Can I have one of those?
Yes. Lala is also wearing a little backpack, and so he like turns his head with his beak, opens up the bag and pulls out a cigarette for you.
You know, I hear it'll kill you.
Lala, when we look at you, what do we see?
So you see a decent-sized corvid about the size of a raven. He's wearing a cute little green scarf and has a little backpack with a lemon on it. Lala does have, like, a bit of yellow on their neck, some yellow feathers. He's eyes are dark and piercing, but also somehow dull.
As you're passing tobacco to a new stranger, what do we see when we see... we can skip your name for now.
Thank you, I appreciate that. You would see a wild beauty, curvy like the moon, at a sturdy 4'11". Her hair is a tangled mess of dark browns and seaweed that always just kind of seems damp for some reason. Like, not dripping wet, but just damp. She has really large animal-like eyes that are kind of a deep, swimmy brown. And her complexion is dark copper, but with freckles going up her nose that have a seal-like effect. She's wearing kind of like handmade seafoam dress, rags almost. They're flowy in the wind and almost kind of have bubbles coming off of them in a certain light. Never wearing shoes, but somehow always with clean feet. What did you say your name was?
Lala.
Lala, nice to meet you.
Sure. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Theo. Really nice to meet you. And she produces somehow a one of those dramatic little cigarette holders. You don't have a light, do you?
And when you ask for a light, Egan behind you, who also gave you an odd look when you said your name, what do we see when we see you?
Egan is a tall, masculine presenting individual, is wearing high trousers, a pair of suspenders, shirtless, has tattoos crawling up his arms of various animals in nature just devouring each other. Like his tattoos, you see the great circle of life on his body. Shaggy, curly hair, black with some ashen streaks in it. His pupils are like a piercing orange in his eyes. He has this crooked grin, like he's up to something, even if he's not. But the most notable thing about Egan is basically on his sternum, if you can picture like those Gothic cathedral windows that come to the point at the top and then flatten out at the bottom, there's a hole in his chest that goes all the way through. It is lined inside with this beautiful white marble, but hanging within this gaping hole through his torso is a very elaborate brushed gold lantern with seemingly not even just a candle, like a roaring fire inside that should be much larger than what this lantern can contain, but it contains it. And if you look a bit closer, the lantern swings, seemingly suspended in space. It's not hooked onto anything. It is just levitating in this cavity in this person's chest.
How does he offer a light in this situation?
Oh, he does it so debonair. Oh, I've got you. And just snaps.
Does the flame appear in his fingers, or does one of his fingers burn?
It's a small blast of fire instead of just a gentle light.
Oh, I think I'll keep both of you.
I mean...
Oh, all right then.
I'm not going to say no.
While Theo's adopting a group of bad kids, off to the side, Purple Pippa would almost be more drawn to the surrounding because it's beautiful like your cloak. It's colorful like your cloak. Like, your aesthetic does great inside this vine nautilus. Speaking of, what do we see when we see Purple Pippa?
You see an average height, slender figure, more human-like than bird-like, but if you look at them at a certain angle, you can see bird-like features. Their hair is tied up in a short spiky poof in the back, if you've ever seen like a crowned pigeon. It's sort of like that. Very dark jet black hair, so dark it's almost blue. And of course, with a magnificent feathered cloak, every color in the galaxy filled with tiny little pockets to stash anything shiny that might come their way. It seems as she wanders through, she almost floats off the ground. Not quite. You see them standing on their tiptoes as they meander through, almost floating, like a bird would glide through the air.
But in this space, you've all emerged from a long-kept fear. That one of those things in the back of your mind, in the back of your story, that you knew someday would require something of you. But did it have to be today? I mean, all the pieces were falling into place. Maybe life was starting to reach a good pattern. And now here you are, in a strange plant nautilus.
Well, shall we? Onward?
I guess that's why we're here.
All right, let's go.
Follow the net.
Ka.
A brief walk doesn't change much of the surrounding. It's this beautiful, massive cornucopia-type swirling shape of vines. But as you're getting more and more in this direction, where it all kind of funnels down into a point, you do see that there is some sort of structure coming up ahead of you. A simple, small farmhouse, it looks, maybe two smaller buildings. Off to the side, in some shrubs that look like copper that's been poured from a fresh, like a forge that just froze in place, you see the top of a standard classic witch hat just kind of shaking in a and somebody kind of struggling behind one of these bushes. Hey, it's not your business if you don't want it to be, but it appears that someone over there might be having a day.
Curiosity, I must know, do you need any help? Over there, you with the hat.
I do. I'm a young, beautiful princess in danger.
Oh, all right, sure. What are you in danger of?
Come look and find out.
Oh, that sounds...
Come around the corner.
Why don't you show me your face first?
You see the hat trying to, like, bounce.
Oh, short. That's okay.
I'm stuck.
You're stuck in what?
Come see me.
You are so sketchy, but I'll come over.
You have coins?
Yes.
How many?
Did not sound convincing.
And as Egan kind of goes around the bend, you see, you know, princesses come in all types.
Of course.
Old green and purple skin, a short little kind of stubby doe-like nose, and large, like, mini elephant ears in this little witch outfit. You also see her feet appear to be just stuck in the ground, unable to move for no apparent reason, but there's small pools of blood around each one. You would guess that it's blood.
No.
It's orange. You hope it's blood.
A fair maiden, if ever I saw one. This simply won't do. Do you need help?
I do. I do. There's a mean, nasty man in that house over there.
Oh, is there now?
He hammered spikes into my footsteps, and now I'm stuck here.
What did you do to make him so angry?
I think he just wants to keep me here. He's probably some sort of... He's probably gonna eat me, to be honest. I mean, wouldn't you?
I mean, do you taste good?
I mean,
how do we
I'm
know?
Supple.
You are? Very, very supple.
They lick
sure.
themselves from elbow to wrist
in
this long, like, unraveling tongue. Like,
okay.
Yeah, I taste great, bird boy.
I'm going to fly up onto her head.
Ooh.
She seems to like it. Trying to find something to give to you. At one point, maybe she kept crows or ravens or something, and then sighs when she can't find any bread.
Going to peck at her head to see if she tastes good.
A go-getter. I like it.
She does taste good. It might make sense that he's keeping her here to eat her.
Okay.
Hey, she does taste good. I buy her story.
All right. But should we get his as well before we unleash something maybe we should...
No.
Oh, no, I shouldn't.
No?
Why not?
He'll lie. He'll lie to all of you.
You could be lying to us right now.
It's impossible to do when your feet are stuck.
Is that true?
I don't know if that's scientific.
No, I'm not sure that's quite sure.
It's sound logic.
Yeah, I guess I might have made that up. But I don't know for sure because I might be having to tell the truth.
Is that... Oh, God.
They fall asleep.
What?
Could I size them up?
You can. Yeah, they're standing there kind of like just eyes closed now. Give me a roll.
7.
Oh, meager beginnings.
What do you intend to do if we set you free?
Ooh.
She wakes up. What do I intend to do? I intend to cook that man alive and his dirty little moth.
Mm-hmm. He has a dirty moth.
Because look what he did to me.
I can eat the moth. I can eat it.
He's a dirty, dirty moth.
Don't wait. Hold on. We haven't even met the moth. You can't threaten to eat something before you've met it.
Yes, I can. I just did.
Eat the moth.
What if it doesn't taste good?
I will protect this moth with my life.
Some moths do taste bad.
Seems we have a different interest happening right now. We're torn already.
You're all lunatics.
That might be true.
I'm not a tick, I'm a bird.
All right, well, don't be insulting. You're asking us for help.
It was a moon joke. I'm sorry. It was a moth, a moon. I don't have any friends out here, and they're just shaking in the spot.
Well, I can see why. You tell terrible jokes.
Now that's not very nice. M'lady, where do you hail from?
They point just in the direction you're coming from. I wandered into a door I shouldn't have. I went up to look at a moth. I walked this way. Next thing I know, I was stuck. Somebody saw my footsteps and hammered stakes into them. And ancient law, if you do that to someone like me, I'm stuck.
Someone like you?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I thought you were a princess.
I'm a witch.
Oh.
A princess can be a witch. It's 1312.
She has four.
That's true. You can be anything you want to be.
Except for walking. Because of that tyrant and his dirty moth.
I want to go to the house as well.
I'd like to go knock on the door.
We'll be right back.
Don't listen to him.
Just a minute.
I'll stay here.
You with the cloak, the beautiful cloak. You look strong. You should knock.
I'll just wait.
You know what? I will, my fine sopping friend.
As you all are approaching close enough where one could walk, you see a small, it looks like a single room type of home. Out in the side, you see a barn of sorts with the doors open. A giant, almost buffalo-looking, but a little more insectoid head is just hanging out there where maybe its body takes up the whole barn. And then you see an old, small brown wagon collecting cobwebs against the side of the barn.
Hello?
Oh, one second, I'll be right there. Sorry. And you hear a bunch of rustling around in this house. Obviously not a place where one really receives guests often. Door opens and this old man, you might guess that he's human, but his beard has a strange ram goat-like shape to it. And his eyes have a little bit of an hourglass aspect to them. But he's got this little corncob pipe out of the corner of his mouth. He's like, all right, you're here for my wagon, aren't you?
Oh, we are, aren't we? We are.
I was told someone would be coming trying to steal my wagon.
Oh, not steal.
Not steal.
Is it a nice wagon?
Oh, so you don't need it?
We could borrow, perhaps.
I'm not going to say no to a wagon.
We all are in debt to someone, aren't we?
Not me.
Not you?
Also, I would like to meet the dirty moth. I was told there was a dirty moth on the premises, and I would like to meet it.
Rhubarb is a prince.
Rhubarb? I would love to meet Prince Rhubarb.
Nobody beats Rhubarb.
Nobody. I can tell. You speak with conviction.
He nods very solemnly, often being one who thinks he speaks with conviction. And he goes to introduce to each one of you. He's like, I'm Takum the Shroud.
Pleasure to meet you. I'm Egan. Egan.
Pauses in front of the weeping gale with almost a, starts to like brush their hair a little bit. But then that look stops and they kind of just start looking a little more intensely at you before some sort of knowing passes their eyes and they just nod and shake your hand.
I'm Gemma. Nice to meet you.
Gemma! William.
Excuse me, I'm so sorry. I didn't catch your name.
Me?
Oh, yes, you.
Yeah, Gemma's my name. Charmed.
Is it now? Is it? Wait, a quick sidebar.
Sidebar.
Yes. Yes, one moment. I need to, yes. Come, everyone.
He comes too.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to land on his shoulder and peck at his head until he moves. Not for you.
I'll be by the barn.
Okay, listen. I'm sorry, sir. I'm not sure what's going on with my companions here.
I'll be with my dirty moth.
I thought he was a prince.
He's a prince, Rhubarb. All right. Okay. Gemma, mm-hmm. Gemma's your name. now.
Yes. Gemma's always been my name.
Has it always been? Are you sure?
I'm quite sure.
Because when I met you, I don't think it was. I'm fairly certain it was something different. If you want to be...
Not sure what you mean.
Not sure. You're being cheeky. I can tell in your eyes. All right. We will play this game, Gemma. I'm making a list.
I have a list. You may call me anything you like, honestly.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Just as long as we don't call you late for dinner.
Certainly not.
Sorry.
That's a good one. I liked it very much.
I had too.
Purple Pippa and La La Lemon now to kind of take in their traveling companions. What's the initial feeling?
It feels like I've always been with them.
In a good way?
In an indifferent way. Like...
connected, but...
Yeah, but if one of them happened to... If we happened to steal this wagon and somebody stole that wagon that we had stolen... and they were in that wagon, I probably wouldn't be sad about it.
It's like when you pass the same store every day on your way to work.
Yes. That's a special relationship, yeah.
It's comforting. It's comforting just knowing that it's there, but... yeah. Oh, it's gone. Oh, all right.
I would like to abandon myself to grief.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. You'll see that sometime.
Might not use it, but at least you know it's there. Kind of like a soul. And as you all are kind of making your way after your host, you do see what appear to be two large booted footprints, each with like a railroad spike nailed into it, right in front of his moth barn, his dirty, dirty moth barn. And your host comes out and his beard shape looks a little different. And the hourglass of his eyes look a little different, but his corncob pipe looks the same. Did y'all get your situation together?
Excuse me, Taco.
Are we good, everyone?
Yes, we are.
You know each other's names now and everything.
Certainly, most of course we would know each other's names. We are experts in names, probably.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
He turns around and just walks off to like face a wall. He's like, I was in debt for like 33 decades, and this is the bullshit you called me for?
Sharp group.
Okay, that seems a little uncalled for, don't you think?
I was talking to someone else. It was a little rude.
God.
I gave you all some space when you wanted to pretend to have new names.
Okay, you were loud. You were loud, and you know it. You said it loud on purpose.
I did.
I knew
I'm
it.
Sorry.
I could tell.
At least he's honest.
So here's the deal on my side of things. My wagon can go with y'all, is the deal, but I go with the wagon.
Yes.
The issue is here, I milk and take care of my friend here. So you're going to have to convince Rhubarb that it's okay for me to go with you, or else they're going to be real upset.
Oh, all right.
And if you can take my advice, don't go talking to any witches you run into around here.
And why would you say that?
Because they're bad and I made them be stuck here.
That's a bit of a generalization. We don't just say people are bad.
Well, there's just one of them. She's right over there. And he points in that direction.
Once again, at least he's honest.
Straightforward, to the point.
What did she do to you?
She was going to eat my moth.
That's not very nice.
We were right not to bring her.
I still have not met Rhubarb.
Can we bring Rhubarb?
A lot of things depend on the small movements we do in our interactions with one another and the honor and grace in which we deal with strangers and friends alike. Maybe that will unlock many a door for you. Maybe it will keep them shut. But who am I? I'm just Jonah. Come meet Rhubarb.
Jonah?
It's fine.
Giant. Giant fuzzy moth head with those big curly Q antennae.
He's giant?
Yeah, oh, he's the size of a whale. His head takes the whole barn door, and his body takes the whole building.
I want to pet him so bad.
In the age-old story of a moth to the flame, Egan opens his arms wide for an embrace.
Its tongue is pulling up whole watermelons as it's eating them out
of
the trough.
We can nuzzle.
New plan. We ride the moth.
Yes, this is the superior form of travel. This one.
This is a great plan. I much prefer flying.
Ah.
Rhubarb is perfect in every way. I've never met a more beautiful creature in my life.
Yeah, he's pretty nice.
What was that laugh?
It's hard to judge someone when you just met him, but I'm glad y'all think he's handsome, because he is.
Why did you emphasize think like that?
He can be a little clingy.
Is that all?
Well, when you're that big, clinginess can be deadly.
A fair point.
Ho, ho, hold on. This year, I know exactly what I'm getting my sleigh deer. Holiday gift cards from Hero Forge, with a wide range of options from tabletop miniatures, physical and digital, to 3D printed dice you design, and also custom keychains. Upgrade your gaming experience with the Pro subscription, which grants you access to new item drops a week early, and unleash your inner bard by designing wild creations, giving them the perfect mood lighting and backdrops with the photo booth tool. All that and more, starting at only $3.99 a month. Avoid those long lines and have your Hero Forge gift cards delivered straight to your email at heroforge.com.
Hi, my name is Robin.
And my name is Dylan.
Do you like Choices Matter video games?
If so, we started this podcast, Dorkspawn, so that I could show my best friend my favorite RPG series of all time, Dragon Age.
And now that I've played it, we want to share more of these choice-heavy games with each other.
Right now, Robin is showing me Mass Effect, which I have never played before.
And we are going to continue playing through these games together and discussing them book club style as we go.
You can join our Discord and play along with us, and tune into Dorkspawn every Friday wherever you listen to podcasts.
May I attempt to reveal my heart to the moth?
You certainly may. Like the moon said, you can't fool me.
So that's a 9, which means you get to choose your reaction to it. But I would just like to open up my arms to it and promise that we'll be careful with their significant person and make sure they come back safely.
And as you wrap your slightly damp arms around this moth, they remember when they were small enough that the smallest lights could attract them. The world was so huge with fireflies and candles, everything so glistening and new, and when you're as big as they are now, there's just the sun. There's just the moon, and they've become jaded to the smaller lights. One teardrop of pure moth milk, opalescent and white, falls down on the ground, and a couple ferns burst out of it and grow to about a foot.
As you're having this conversation, I would like to prepare some tea and honey cakes for our lovely moth friend. I pull out a teapot and I pull out some herbs, loose leaf tea, and I have a whole tea set.
Classic feather cloak.
Classic feather cloak. That is an 8 plus 2, so that is a 10. I would like to give them comfort, calm, and courage.
and you hold this tiny little saucer up to this moth larger than most people's dreams, and its little tongue lashes out and just takes these sips, and three sips, the cup is gone. You maybe aren't reminded of it, but your other companions are, as the moth starts blushing, this little pink rosiness to its cheeks. And if anyone's ever met Frylings, little pine cones that blush real easy at the sight of fire, it is the same pink tone that is now on this moth. And you see Takam kind of nodding. He's like, I thought it was going to take a little more work than that. I guess he's a little excited to see me go.
He's a prince. He'll be okay on his own.
Yes. Quite regal. For sure.
So he kind of shows you the wagon and lets you start inspecting it while you see him pick a woodcutter's axe and start walking into the woods. And be like, I gotta take care of something real quick before I leave.
Where, what are you taking care of?
Oh, the witch that wants to eat my moth.
Godspeed you.
He does. So as you look at the wagon, how could you all even fit in this? There's one little bench. There's a little, like, almost outhouse-sized building on the back of this wagon. As you get closer and open the door, you see stairs that go down. You see a hallway, a kitchen, dining room. You see you each have a bedroom. All very rickety and almost like an old boat ship type wood that's not all flush everywhere. Just a little busted up. And then one strange room in the back that just has a large mound of soil in the middle of it.
Ooh.
It appears to be a magic wagon where you each get your own space, though it could use some work.
Gross. Has potential.
It's bigger on the inside.
It is. Dibs! Dibs on that room right there. I run.
Is there a bathtub?
Whichever one I instinctually run to, I just want to be the first one to claim.
I require a bathtub.
He's not there right now. You do hear sounds.
We'll fix this soon. We'll fix this.
Back in the barn, is there like a water trough for the,
There is. It's filled with very sparkly, pink, like bubbly. They only drink that.
Oh, Rhubarb, may I borrow this?
You just, the eyeballs nod.
I'm gonna dump out the pink stuff and drag it into the wagon.
If a moth could make a sad sound that humanoids could understand, there would be the sound of no, as his bubbly is poured into the dirt. It's probably good that Takam's not here, because then he's gonna have to make a whole nother batch. It's fine. There's plenty of pink bubbly to go around when you live in a cornucopia made of vines.
I'm so sorry. Thank you for your sacrifice. Will this do, Gemma?
All right, I'll keep you two.
I'm honored.
What did you say your name was?
Pippa. Purple Pippa.
Did I mention your coat is beautiful?
Thank you. I don't think I caught your name.
Oh, it's Hattie. Nice to meet you.
Hattie!
What? Egan! Jumps out. What do you mean? What is it now?
Sorry?
What is your name?
Oh, we've met before.
Hattie,
remember?
Grumbling.
What's wrong?
Goes back.
And Hattie, as you told Purple Pippa their cloak was beautiful, could you please take a step towards winter for me?
Oh no!
Sure.
Thank you. So you hear Takam coming back from the woods after having done whatever he did, puts his axe away and looks at peace a little bit, if not slightly winded.
I think we just let a witch die. I think we just let a witch get murdered.
She's a princess.
A princess witch.
She was a danger to Rhubarb.
You will notice there's no mount, so one of you might have to pull the wagon for a little while.
I will do it.
Nose goes.
I already said I would do it. I said I would do it.
Thank you, my fine flaming friend.
Yeah, you see that
La La Lemon touches his beak with his wing, his right wing. Ka, I didn't believe you.
Who hurt you?
Why on earth not?
Why would I?
Fair. It's a good question. Good question.
As you ask that, Tikam comes by and throws his bag into the wagon, and the black tufts of hair start popping out of his eyelids, his lips, his earlobes just start growing. He turns into a black goat the size of a small mule.
Satan.
The eyes still like hourglasses with a bridle.
That is
I told you, I come with the wagon.
Well done.
Keep me fed, don't get me killed.
We made a promise to Amok.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Aye, Captain.
Blow a kiss.
Can't let Rhubarb down.
A single goat tear goes down his face. Once long ago, I also made a promise to the moth. And you see that he also gave you a box with a decent amount of incense and a couple rules of moth silk, because you truly touched the heart of
Thank
Rhubarb,
so
and he gave you what he had an abundance of.
Thank you, Rhubarb.
Thanks.
You're my best friend.
Smooch.
Smooch.
Majestic creature.
This isn't a big space. It's like there's only enough room for this one farm and everything within this strange shape. So it doesn't take you long to get to a point where everything grows a little thinner, a little more like a tunnel. Your wagons can still pass through. But before it does, what do you each imagine wanting your rooms to resemble in time?
So you know Scrooge McDuck's swimming pool full of coins?
Intimately, yeah.
Yeah, yes, that it's that.
Just that.
Yeah, there's a little bird throne made of some melted gold coins with some nice pillows so he's comfortable, so they're comfortable. But otherwise, yeah, surrounded by coins, even though they're fake. I'm imagining they're fake. Probably chocolate coins. But they're there, and they're his coins.
It's gotta be something that makes it feel more open than it actually is. I feel like the ceiling looks like a bright night sky on a clear night. It's a simple hammock, and because of the darkness, he can appreciate his light so much more.
Completely opposite to Egan, I would like my space to be smaller than it is. You know how birds' nests, they have like sort of like bits of just everything in there? There's, you know, the sticks, but then there's feathers, and there's dirt, maybe a leaf. Kind of like that. It's just very homey, very set for one person. And it's my space. Just for me, where I can go and take a little nap.
I imagine kind of just a very cozy, like lots of fabric and moody purple and blue lighting, maybe like actual moss furniture, for sure like a bed with big dramatic like princess curtains, but dark with purple, and for sure a big beautiful Victorian claw tub that's like two sizes bigger than ever would exist in real life.
And as you all stare into these empty spaces, dreaming of what to fill them with, the whole wagon does a little bit of a lurch as old Takam the Shroud begins pulling you down the path. Bumpy, like if you had a bunch of cool little pots and pans, they'd all be tinging around and making their own form of music.
My lantern is swinging.
The shadows along this empty room of yours just swinging back and forth and making these cuts of light and darkness through the room. So you reach this doorway at the end of this space. It is another opening, about just enough room for your wagon. Above it, you see a horseshoe kind of connected into the vines, and you would know that that would prevent a fairy from passing through here. But then it dissolves or is pulled into the plants, and the door opens and stops pulsating as violently and allows you to pass. You can already see through it, like misty, half transparent, and it looks like a mortal woodland. You see trees, bushes, sunshine out there, just directly through this path.
Is the walnut pointing out?
The walnut is pointing out.
And I think we shall.
Trust the nut. Trust the nut.
Trust the nut.
With your holy prayer rising, you enter into the sunshine of the mortal world. You see a vibrant, lush Greenland. There's little like beavers and stoats and deer running around, little badgers making deals as only badgers do. It appears to be a beautiful autumn or spring day. And in the distance, you see what appears to be a farm of sorts. This would be your first place in the mortal realm you've ran into. And if you looked at your little map of this world, this would be N's farm, which will be the first stop on your trip.
Hi, I'm Feral Moonbeam. You can find me on Blue Sky and the Heart is a Dungeon podcast, and sometimes I draw things.
Hello, I'm Kelly, also known as the Kellhop on most places in the internet. I play games in places, and I hope you come watch them.
Hi, I'm Mika, and I do things. I'm a Brazilian-American content creator and AP performer, best known for creating Role D5, R-O-L-E-D5. We are a Twitch channel that specializes in playing indie TTRPGs. You can mostly find me there, or you can check out my Linktree, which is Mika McIntosh, M-I-K-A-M-C-I-N-T-O-S-H. That's Linktree/Mika McIntosh. Mika like the singer, McIntosh like the computer, minus the A. Kisses.
Hi, I'm Zoe. I am a voice actor, and you can find me at Zotato Potato on Twitter or on my website, zoedlee.card.co.
Hey, I'm Rara. I show up in a lot of games, and I run this podcast. You can find me most places under some sort of Rara. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for joining our circus.